This is John Thomas again. As you know, or you should know, I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose. Pretty bold statement, isn't it? Telling you you can choose what you want to weigh. But it's true. And it's really, really simple, and it won't cost you a penny. So now, you say, well, what do I have to do? What diet do I have to go on? How can I possibly accomplish that? How can I weigh 50 pounds less, 20 pounds less, 100 pounds less? Well, the problem is you think that you are fat because you love to eat. A lot of people say that. Boy, I love to eat. Now let's analyze that, because I'm going to tell you how to eliminate what you call your love for food, or what I call your emotional need for food. And it's really, really simple. Just stick with me. First of all, in order to solve this problem, solve your problem, you have to understand what you're talking about. First of all, let's go over what eating is. Again, eating is four steps. Very simple. You put food in your mouth, you taste the food, you chew the food, and you swallow the food. That's it. There isn't anything more. That's what you call eating. I call putting food in your mouth. Now, if you're fat, you really don't want that food in your system, because that's when it makes you fat. You're not going to spit it out, and I'm not encouraging you to spit it out. But when you say you love to eat, what you're really saying, this is important that you understand this, is you love to have food in your mouth. And not just any food, certain kinds of foods. And maybe it's chocolate, maybe it's ice cream, maybe it's steak, maybe it's anything. But when you say you love to eat, what you're really saying is you can't stop. You can't stop. You need to have the food in your mouth. Why? Because it gives you comfort. It gives you what I call a positive emotional reaction. It makes you feel good. You've heard of the term comfort food. Why do you think they call it comfort food? You love to have the food in your mouth because of the way it makes you feel. Conversely, if you didn't have the food in your mouth, you'd feel anxious. You feel have trepidation, you'd feel nervous, you feel uncomfortable. That's why another reason you need the food in your mouth. It gives you a positive emotional reaction of making you feel good. You feel more secure when you have food in your mouth, especially food that you like, that tastes good, makes you feel good. If you don't have it, you get negative emotional reactions, nervousness, anxiousness. Now, if you don't believe me, here's what you should do. Keep in mind the most difficult part. What I'm telling you now is simply to tell yourself the truth. You think it's easy? Really? Let's see. Here's what to do. You have to understand and accept the problem. Here's what to do. When you feel a need to have food in your mouth, one of the food that you claim you love, put it in your mouth. Chew it, taste it, swallow it, makes you feel good. Then next time, And remember how you feel. Next time you want to put the food in your mouth, don't. And you will see that after a period of time, you will become nervous. You will become anxious. You will become uncomfortable, maybe even desperate to put that food in your mouth. And once you do put the food in your mouth, after this period of deprivation, or what you perceive as deprivation, you'll feel the positive emotional reaction you get. You think it's terrific. So you see, the problem is, and why you're fat is not because you love to eat, it's because you feel a need to put all that food in your mouth on a continuous basis. Loving to eat is an emotional term, and all you're saying is you absolutely have to have it. You can't imagine how you could go on in life without having the ability to put all the food in your mouth that you want and when you want it. That's why that you can't be on any what people call diets. Why? Because every diet is based on some sort of deprivation. You can't handle the deprivation. The minute you think of being deprived of something, it makes you nervous. It makes you uncomfortable. You can't stand it. That's why diets never work. People use the term work. That means that you won't permit it. You won't permit any diet to be effective on a permanent basis. Why? Because you can't stand it. you will not be able to stand it. Every diet that you know of in the whole world is based on eating something and not eating other foods. It doesn't make any difference what they are. But in reality, scientific reality, any diet that restricts the amount of calories less than the amount you burn up, you go into what they call lose weight. I tell you, almost nobody permanently loses weight. I think the term losing weight is an oxymoron. Why? It almost never happens. Why? Why do you think that is? It's so simple. Everybody knows exactly what to do to weigh less. It's not a secret. It's not rocket science. It's because you are emotionally comfortable weighing what you are. You may be fat. You may be 100 pounds too much, 50, 25. It doesn't make an iota of difference. You will not let yourself weigh less. You will never deprive yourself of the food that you feel you need in your mouth. Now, what I'm going to tell you to do, how to do it, and I know you can't imagine it right now, is how to eliminate this need. You won't feel a need to put that food in your mouth when we're finished here. And once you eliminate the need, and this is so fundamental and so simple, it's like the invention of the wheel. Once you don't feel the need to put all the food in your mouth, you can weigh anything you want. Why? Because you put foods in your mouth that are healthy for you, that are make you happy. When you finish this, and it won't take long, it really won't, it could be a week or two, a few days if you do it right, you will be able to say, I'm not going to put that certain food in my mouth because it'll make me unhappy. Really? Why? Because you will say, because it'll make me fat. And I don't want to be fat. I'm comfortable weighing what, 50, 150, 180, 200, whatever it is. You won't have to do it. The first thing to do is really tell yourself the truth, understand the problem. The way to do that is so simple. You do it all by yourself. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't report to anybody. No diets to go on. It's to isolate the emotional feeling you get, one, when you don't have the food you think you love to eat, and two, what happens when you do get the food you love to eat. You will see it as an emotional reaction. Remember, eating is nothing more than putting food in your mouth. Don't ever use the term eating anymore. Use the term, I'm going to put that food in my mouth, or I'm not going to put that food in your mouth. You have to feel the problem. Not just understand it. This is only in part an intellectual exercise. That's the beginning of it. But in order to make this work, in order to eliminate the need you feel to continue putting all the food in your mouth, you have to understand it. Don't worry. You're not going to be deprived. No one's going to take anything away from you. When you finish, you will say to yourself, why did I ever think I needed all that food in my mouth? That was stupid. I did myself a lot of damage. I made myself fat. And you don't want to do that. Am I knocking fat people? No, of course not. If you choose to be fat, that's fine. That's your business. But you really wouldn't be listening to this if you enjoyed being fat. The only people who listen to this are people who wish they could weigh less than they do now. So don't think that you really love to eat. That's nonsense. You're delusional if you do, or you won't admit the facts. The fact is that you have to do it. And when you finish with this, and it's really simple, it won't take long, it doesn't cost you a penny, you will no longer feel that need, and you'll be able to weigh anything you want. This is John Thomas. I'll talk to you again.